almost time to say goodbye to the bootleg shadows, after which time I can have a lie down in one of my tablets and I'll be fine again. No, it's been lovely fun. It really has.
In a darkened room.
Yes, oh yeah. Keith Smith, Tony Cole and Jeff Bear Park have been our guests, 3/5 of the band. And we were just talking about your very young drummer during that song there, and how he's pretty much as experienced in Shadows music as the rest of you, despite being the baby.
Yeah,
this is quite a story. I love this.
Oh, well, he was about 9 years old when he first, I think, went on stage for the first time in a very young band. But
that was a Shadows band.
It was.
Boys doing a tribute. Why did that even mean anything to him and boys of his age then, I wonder?
I think his dad had a little influence on that, and
alcohol had an influence.
His dad's a big Shadows fan.
Yes.
And his brother was in the band as well. Right, right, they had a guitar and drummist. And he just wanted to be the drummer. All he's wanted to do, yeah. I think he said to us, all he wants to do is just play the drums.
What he said to us was, I want to eat things.
Ah. I want to eat things.
Hit.
Oh, hit things.
Oh, come on, you're from Birmingham.
Want to eat things. Right. Yeah, yeah.
So with him hitting things,
yes.
Drumming was
a really good thing.
Really,
and Keith, you actually saw him like years before you ever knew you were going to need him, correct?
In
Holland, did you say?
In Holland, yeah. At the European Fan Club Convention.
Right.
Shadows European Fan Club Convention. Right. In fact, you couldn't really see him.
Were you working there as well?
We played there as well. It was like just over one weekend, and we were last on the Sunday night.
Right.
And the band he was in, the Foot Tappers, they'd done sort of two or three spots during the weekend.
Right.
And he did this drum solo, and literally all you could see were the sticks above the drum kit. You couldn't really see him.
At 9 years old?
Yeah, well, no, I think he was 12
then.
12
by then, oh, right. But he'd made double figures, hadn't he?
Yeah, he was like, you know, got blocks on the drum pedals and thing.
Mm.
And, he had to get home fairly early to do his paper round that night,
I was saying how, you know, the various Shadows have praised your act, and Brian Bennett, of course, was their drummer, has gone out of his way to praise Tim, hasn't he?
Yeah, he likes Tim.
Yeah.
What's he said about him?
He'll be good with a few lessons.
Is that what you said?
No. See, you started now.
Sorry. No, I'm really impressed. I mean, the Tim's a phenomenal drummer, and he was great even back when he was 12. But he's just absolutely fantastic. And yeah, Brian, he's had lots of good comments from people like Brian Bennett, Clem Cattini, and Bruce as well. Just big fans.
Very,
he's just incredible.
Good.
Yeah.
So it's Basingstoke Haymarket, isn't it, on Friday the 6th? Is it a venue that you know?
Yes.
We've done a few there. Yeah. It's a lovely theatre.
Good.
We like the
great staff there as well. The crew are brilliant.
Yeah.
We never touch anything.
Right.
They come out to the van, take everything in, set everything
is
up for
right?
us. They even have blokes come and play our bits. We just sit in the dressing room with the rider.
Oh God! No. And you see, I was believing that to start with as well.
Player.
I was believing that.
We actually just play to backing tracks.
Don't say that.
Is this part of a tour? Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
sort of do what every year. We do a tour of about 3 gigs. No, we do. It
right.
sort of lasts from what, March till November. Time.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of running up to Christmas. Okay. Obviously, it's all theatre, so running up to Christmas is panto season. So
yes.
Obviously, don't do anything then.
Oh no, it isn't.
Oh yes, it is. And then obviously January and February, there's a bit of a lull after panto season, so we kind of kick off around about end of February, March time, and run on until sort of October, early November.
Right. So you do actually get a few months off from Tony then?
Yes.
Guys. Yeah.
Right. Yes. No,
I ring them up. You do as well.
He has to go into a home.
Yeah. Yes, well, it would be to calm down a bit.
So this year we've done Swindon, Derby, Gorston up near Yarmouth, Weymouth Pavilion,
lovely.
Tivoli, Camberley, we've got the Hawth and Crawley, Haymarket on the 6th, and then we finish off the year, we're doing a charity gig for the East Anglian Air Ambulance people.
Oh, bravo.
Which we support.
Very nice.
So we're playing...
Tell Bob where that is.
It's Bill, by the way.
Bill, tell Bill, even. Not Bob.
Cromer Pavilion.
Cromer
Pavilion.
There's on
a,
the pier.
There's a famous seaside name.
Yeah. It's on the pier.
And you're going to tell me, aren't you, that the original Shadows fans come and they're, I bet their kids and probably their grandkids
they
by
do.
Now.
Yeah.
You could almost get a great grandkid actually by now, couldn't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. We get bringing the little ones along that are learning to play the guitar and they love it as well.
Isn't
it's fantastic.
That lovely?
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely? Well, you've been absolutely great fun and your music is stunning. It's so accurate. It's incredible.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
God bless you all. Have a lovely gig in Basingstoke.
Thank you.
We will.
Thanks for having us.
BBC Radio. Thank you.